long did you work for the milk factory?
Huh?
How long did you work for the milk factory?
About 8 years.
Uh-huh. About how old were you when you started?
About 14.
Mm-hmm. Did you get married while you were working for the milk factory?
No. No.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that milk factory work?
Why, yes. Good work.
Uh-huh.
Nice work.
Did the factory close? Is that why you left?
No, the factory didn't close. I left that and went up to the village and went to work for the man who run the factories.
Where did he live?
Norwood.
Uh-huh. And what did he do, this man you went to work for?
Took care of his horses.
Oh, I see. Did he have several factories?
Yes. 9, I think.
Huh. Where'd you have them all?
Huh?
Where'd you have them all?
Oh, scattered all around. Brookdale. And all around. Nap Station.
Mm-hmm. All milk factories?
All milk factories.
Yeah, and his name was?
Boynton.
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 Boynton. Mm-hmm. What kind of a man was he?
Nice man. Nice man.
Mm-hmm. Was he heavy?
Not too heavy. About 6 foot.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a house did he live in?
A big house. Big house.
A square? Or?
Yeah, about square. Yes, it was about square.
What did you do with his horses? Did you groom them, feed them, take care of them that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd done all of his driving with a horse.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, then he got a car.
Mm-hmm. There weren't any cars around when you started working for him, were there?
No.
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 About 1894, when you were 24.
24, I think.
Did he have anybody else grooming his horses and helping them?
No.
How many horses did he have?
4.
And this was up in Norwood?
Drivers. If they couldn't drive 10 miles an hour, he didn't want them.
Huh. Would you go around and buy them, or would he?
I used to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Were they thoroughbreds?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did he have any plow horses or anything like that at home?
Had one.
Mm-hmm. How old were his horses that he used on the buggy?
Oh, they were probably 6, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. What kind of conveyances did he have?
Conveyors?
Yeah, did he have a buggy, a surrey, a what?
Oh, he had a buggy. Mm.
Did he have a surrey?
And they done a lot of riding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of riding.
Did he ride for pleasure?
Yeah. His wife done most of the riding. He never rode too much himself.
Uh-huh. Would they ride out on a Sunday afternoon?
Hardly ever. Hardly ever went out Sundays. Uh-huh. For any pleasure. Most generally went to church.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he'd had to go to the factories in the forenoon. Sundays anyway.
Uh-huh. What did he do with the factories?
Oh, we had to figure up his milk and what the farmers, what he paid out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They had to paid so much, 100.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you had to make out all the checks for the farmers.
Can you remember how much they'd pay, 100?
No, I don't. Want too much.
Mm-hmm. What diseases were the horses prone to? What diseases were the horses prone to? You know, what would they have? How would they be sick?
How would they what?
Be sick, the horses. Were they ever sick?
In their stalls, in the barn.
Mm-hmm. How big was his barn?
Oh, a big barn. Two-story.
Mm-hmm.
Basement and the upper floor.
You call the basement you call the first floor the basement?
No, that is under the first floor.
Mm-hmm. What was under there?
Well, there wasn't too much in under there. You do some washing down there, like to that.
Oh, washing?
Yeah.
Clothes washing?
No. Wash the buggies and stuff.
Oh, I see.
Days.
How many buggies did he have?
Four, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a surrey?
Yeah. Hardly ever used it.
He lived right in Norwood.
Yeah. I think the house is there yet.
Uh-huh. What street is it on?
Mint. No, it's on the... And it goes up by the schoolhouse. Funny, I can't think of the name of it, but I can.
Were there a lot of people on that street?
Yes. Schoolhouse is on it.
Mm-hmm. Was he quite a rich man?
Yes, he was. Yeah, they were well off.
How did he dress?
He dressed good. Dressed nice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He'd figure two columns of figures to once.
He could?
Yep. Yep.
How'd you find that out?
I've seen him do it lots of times.
Hmm. How'd he treat you?
Huh?
How'd he treat you?
Good. Good.
Where did you live when you fixed his worked with his horses?
Where did I live?
Yeah.
I lived in his house.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms were in his house?
Six, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you had a bedroom there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it a straw tick?
Hmm?
Was it a straw tick?
No. I think it was husk. Pretty sure it was.
Uh-huh. What was the bed like at his house where you slept?
Huh?
What was the bed like at his house where you slept?
Where he slept?
Where you slept.
Well, that's what I was just saying. That's what it was where I slept.
Oh, it was a husk tick.
Yeah.
How about the bed frame? What was that like?
Rope bed.
Mm-hmm.
Cord bed.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a dresser in there for you?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Mm-hmm. One of those bowl and pitcher wash sets?
Yeah.
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 Would you wash and clean the harnesses of the horses?
Yeah, had to polish them.
Mm-hmm.
Had to wash them, polish them. Didn't wash them, you wiped them off and polished them.
What'd you polish them with?
Well, I don't know. Blacking. Liquid. I don't know what the name of it was.
Uh-huh. What special care would you have to give the horses?
Well, special care, we're taking care of them, bedding them. Since they watered and fed.
Uh-huh. How were they fed? What kind of food?
Then the rack come down, front of him, steel rack, the hay was put down in that.
A steel rack came in front of the fences?
You know, they built that part of the thing, they take to pull the hay out of it whenever they wanted it.
Was that a common feature of many barns out there, to have that steel rack come down in front of the horses?
Lots of them.
Did they eat oats?
Oats, most generally. Mm-hmm. Most generally oats.
Mm-hmm. How would you clean and wax the buggies? Would you have to clean and wax them, black them?
No, never used to do that, only wash them. So the paint showed up.
What color was the buggy? Were the buggies painted?
Well, they were black and striped.
What parts were striped?
The wheels. All striped.
Would you chauffeur him along, or would he drive himself?
Huh?
Would you chauffeur him, or would he drive himself?
He drove himself. Yep, he drove himself. Horse couldn't travel 10 miles an hour, he wouldn't have it in the barn.
He liked to drive fast?
Yep. He had the time all mapped out, how long it'd take him, where it'd be and how long.
Did he have quite a temper?
No, no. He did, he never showed it.
Did he have a beard? Did he have a beard?
No. No, plain shaved.
What would he do for you on Christmas or anything like that?
Huh?
What would he do for you on Christmas or things like that? Would he give you something?
Always. Always.
Yeah.
Give you something.
Like what would he give you?
Oh, depend. Sometimes candy, sometimes something to wear. If you thought you needed that, he'd give you something to wear.
Did you go back to your parents' house very often while you stayed there?
Yeah. I would just step from his house.
Oh, you just lived a step from his house?
Just across the railroad track it was. From here, where he lived.
But still you stayed at his house overnight?
Huh?
Still you slept at his house? You didn't sleep at home, you slept at his house?
No, I didn't sleep at his house.
Oh, you didn't?
No. No. Just across the railroad track, he had a house there.
What was that house for?
For the help.
I see. Who were the help?
Whoever took care of the horses.
You lived in that house alone?
No, used to be the other people in it.
Would he have his maid in it? His maid?
No, the people lived there. Used to take care of me when I was there, myself.
Who lived in the house that he had for his help? That was you and who else?
I don't remember who the others were.
Did they work for him too?
Sometimes. Same putting in ice and doing ice, getting ice out, something. That kind.
How come you left there? Want a better job, things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your next job?
Seems to me I took care of the skating rink.
After you left Boynton?
Yeah. Used to have a skating rink, the roller skates.
What did you have to do to take care of that?
Oh, sweep it out, keep the cleaned out.
Was it enclosed in a building? Or was
yeah,
it
oh yes.
It was enclosed.
Sheets of skaters all the time.
What would you have, it would, that skating rink wouldn't last all winter, or all year, would it?
No.
No.
Just, no.
Just during the winter?
Could, they could skate any time they wanted to. They wanted to, but mostly in the winter.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the ice in the summer?
Eh?
What happened to the ice in the summer? Did it melt?
No.
No?
The ice house. They had a big ice house. Frank Benites. Good. Took a pair of ice, furnished all them places.
The skating rink had an ice house attached to it?
No, no.
Where did they get their ice?
They got it from the Penice, the ice house. Penice put in hundreds of acres, tons of it.
Penice?
Yes, Penice.
Oh, what was his first name?
Frank. Yeah, they put in hundreds of tons of it. Yeah. Just about that square they'd be, you know. Jeez. 4 feet through, some of them.
Where would they get the ice?
Out of the river. Cut it in the river. Draw it down, put it in the ice house.
How big was Penice's ice house?
Oh, God, it was big. It was a big building.
Was that the only ice house in town?
That is the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he had ice there till ice come again.
How many men did he employ?
Oh, he employed two all the time. And of course, when they put in ice and likes of that, he had to hire extra help.
Mm-hmm. Did they take it through the streets in a wagon?
Huh?
Did they have a wagon to take it through the streets and make deliveries?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take the cakes and cut out whatever they wanted for a place.
Mm-hmm. How did they store the ice? Keep it from melting?
Right in the building in sawdust. That's all.
How long did you work at the skating rink?
Oh, I was there quite a while. I must have been there a couple of years.
What would they pay you?
Well, I don't remember just what they paid. I know it wasn't too big. Probably 50 cents a day, if that's about the size of it.
How much had Boynton paid you?
Huh?
How much did Boynton pay you?
I forget. I think he gave me $10 a month.
Mm-hmm. Did you get your board from him free?
No. No, I had the board myself.
Uh-huh. How would you feed yourself under him?
To home.
At your mother's house, your father's house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you bring food from their place?
Hmm?
Would you bring food from their place?
Yes, when I had to carry my meals, I did.
Uh-huh. What would you bring?
Oh, bread and butter and cheese, something like that for lunch.
Uh-huh. Would you bring much meat from their house?
No, I never ate much meat. I don't eat much meat now. Very little.
Uh-huh.
I never cared for meat.
Uh-huh.
Tom, because they didn't have it, they had lots of it. Twice what they have now.
Do you think it's been healthy not to eat meat too much?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it depends on whether anybody wants it or not.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I like is bacon with pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Meat, I don't care for it. Fish, I can't grow it. I don't know, we got a hold of a sturgeon, and I don't know, I guess we kept it a little too long or something. Jesus. I don't know, some of it made me awful sick, and I never could go fish after it.
When was this that you got a hold of this rotten sturgeon?
Well, I don't know if it's rotten, but I don't know, it went against me. Jesus, I like filled up my boots.
When was this?
Oh, that was probably 60 years ago, down on the racket. Mm-hmm. Speared it.
You speared it? Mm. Did they spearfish 60? Mm? Did they spearfish a lot 60 years ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do they do it anymore now down there?
Well, they speared some, but not so much. It's been cut up, you know, the canal and that stuff been going through it. They ain't near the fish in there. There used to be very few.
Where did you live when you worked at the skating rink?
I lived there and I went to home.
At your father's house?
Yeah.
Were there many other men working with you at the skating rink?
No. One.
Who owned that?
I don't remember. It is a livery barn. They had the skating rink overhead.
Over the livery stable?
Over the livery stable.
Huh. How big around was it, or how long was it?
It was a long building. Long building. Had coal in one end of it.
Coal?
A coal underneath. One end of it.
What was the coal for?
Burn.
Would it be burned in a furnace or a stove?
Stoves.
Mm-hmm. They burned that coal right up where the ice was? Uh-huh. Did they have problems with the ice melting?
No, the ice never melted much. Sawdust in with it, you know, and kept it. Sawdust all around it. Uh-huh.
How would you put ice in there when some ice did melt?
Well, the way you put it in, they drawed it there and rigged and backed right up and put it right into the building.
And how'd you get it up to the skating rink?
Go up the chute, put it right up the chute. Into the building. Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have to carry it to the skating rink.
Huh?
You'd have to carry it then to the skating rink.
No, you had to slide it right back and forth on wherever you wanted it, to the sides of it.
Uh-huh.
The limb. Mm-hmm. Tongs.
Did you have to move on skates?
Huh?
You have to move on skates?
No, no.
Would they charge admission?
For skating?
Yeah.
No.
They wouldn't charge you to skate?
No.
Huh. Why didn't people skate on the rivers instead of coming to the skating rink?
Well, they'd rather roller skate than ice skate.
Mm-hmm. They roller skated on the ice?
No. No, right on the floor.
So there was a place for ice skating there and a place for roller skating?
No place for ice skating, just roller skating. Uh-huh. They wanted ice skate, they had to go to the river to ice skate.
Oh,
skating.
I see. So all this was a floor for roller skating?
That's all.
Uh-huh. They didn't use any ice there at all?
No, they kept the ice out.
Uh-huh. The livery stable where the roller skating rink was had an ice house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many stoves did they have in the roller skating rink?
Stoves?
Yeah.
None.
How did they burn their coal?
Huh?
How did they burn their coal?
They burned the coal. People around the town got the coal there to burn.
Mm-hmm. So they sold coal there?
Yeah.
They had a livery stable,
yeah.
A place to sell coal, a roller skating rink, and an ice house.
Yeah. All right in the stream.
Uh-huh. Did Panice own all these things?
No. There was another one that owned the livery stable. I don't know who. I don't remember who he was. He owned the livery stables.
Panice owned the roller skating rink?
No.
No?
No. Panice had his ice. That's all he had.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to work after you left the skating rink?
I don't just remember, but I think I went to Potsdam. Mm-hmm. There's an old rich fellow there.
What'd you do for him?
Oh, I took care of his lawn. Cleaned up around. He had two great big places there.
Uh-huh. What was his name?
Oh. He was a general in the army, he was.
Was he on active duty or was he retired?
Retired.
Mm-hmm.
General Merritt.
Merrick?
Merritt.
Merritt. You took care of his lawn?
Yeah.
His garden?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was it a flower garden or a vegetable garden?
Both. Uh-huh. Didn't have much vegetable garden. God. Didn't pay to bother with it. Check housekeeper had a little bit. Probably four feet one way, about 10 feet the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little of it.
What did they grow in that little vegetable garden?
Old radishes and carrots and some other green stuff. I don't know what it was.
What kind of flowers did he grow?
Flowers?
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't know. They had a lot of them. A lot of flowers.
Had you taken care of flowers before?
Huh?
Had you taken care of flowers before you went there?
No.
Mm-hmm. What was the best way to take care of his?
Well, housekeeper used to come out and show me more about it than I knew.
Mm-hmm. What was the little trick she'd show you about taking care of flowers?
That she used to take care of them. One of the horns, when I wanted some horn, I used to do the horn for her.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
I don't remember. I do not. And she was some relation to me, too.
Was she a nice woman?
Yeah, yes. Nice woman.
What was the general like?
A nice man. He was a rough talker, but he was nice.
What would he say that was rough? Huh? What would he say that was rough?
Well, rough voice, rough way of talk. Well, it's come out coarse. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you take care of his lawn?
Yeah. He lived there with his son. Uh-huh. And
his son's wife?
Mm-hmm.
What was his son like?
Quite nice. Quick-tempered.
Do you remember any times he got angry at anyone?
Yes, lots of times. Not for him getting angry. Come into the garage there one day. He says, I want to go to Ogden Bird and I want to go right now. Well, I says, you do, you'll have to walk. There's a car. I says, it's all on the floor.
Oh, they had a car?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Big Cadillac. Had it all tore down.
You were a pretty good mechanic?
Huh?
You were a pretty good mechanic?
Yeah, supposed to be. Supposed to be about as good as that. Head in that section of the country. Yeah, I used to go to Canada and do work.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you worked for the general?
About 20.
Were you married at that time?
No.
What would you have to do in the general's lawn? Would you have to mow it?
Mow it, yes.
What kind of a mower did they have?
I don't know. It was one of them that went round and round. I don't know, remember what it was. I don't know if I ever see one like it since, either.
The blades went around in a circle?
Yeah.
Huh. Where did you live when you worked for the general?
I lived right there, Norwood, Depot Street.
You lived in Norwood, but you worked in Potsdam?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How'd you get from Norwood to Potsdam?
You used to go back and forth.
By car?
Mm-hmm.
Was what was Depot Street like?
Huh?
What was Depot Street like?
Oh, just short street, went down off Main Street down to Depot.
You mean the railroad junction?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents living there?
Yes. They moved in as soon as they got a house. As soon as the house was empty, they moved there.
Mm-hmm. Did they live in Norwood all their lives? After they...
Not all of it, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
Where did they finally live?
Hmm?
Where did they live their last years?
Last years they lived... Well, a halfway house between Norwood and Norfolk. Had to be house there.
The one they'd owned?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How old was your father when he died?
I don't just remember. He was old. He was quite old.
How old was your mother?
Clumsy, terrible clumsy. That's all I can remember that.
He was clumsy when he got old?
Yeah.
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 How long did you work for the general?
I think I was there 2 years.
Uh-huh.
No, Pat. Mm-hmm.
What made you quit? You couldn't stand the sun?
Well, I couldn't. I didn't like them too much. And I went from there down, on the same street down the corner. Went to working for a fellow lumberman.
This man owned a lumber mill?
It lumbered up in the woods.
Uh-huh. You worked at his house?
I lived in his house.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do for him?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do for him?
Oh, geez, I used to go with him up St. Regis Falls, stay there in the hotel for a week at a time sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to drive a car.
Mm-hmm. Was he a hard man to work for?
No. No. He used to hire Indians and everything else to work in the woods. I've seen him when he'd pay off. I don't think he used to pay him all what he should. I think he was kind of crooked on the paying. Always did and always will.
Would they come to him and complain?
Huh?
Would they come to him and complain about it?
Yes, didn't do any good.
Would they have a fight with him?
No, they didn't fight. They knew better than that.
Mm-hmm.
To see a powerful man.
Did you ever see him strike anyone?
To lay him cold.
Could you describe what happened?
Huh?
Why did he get in a fight?
Oh, something they done. Sassed him or something. I don't remember just what it was.
There's ginger ale. You want a drink of ginger ale?
Bigger one.
Did he fight a lot?
No. No. Powerful man.
How'd he treat you?
Huh?
How'd he treat you?
Good. Good.
What used to go on in St. Regis Falls? That was a pretty wild town, wasn't it? In those days?
In those days it was.
Mm-hmm. Did they used to have fights at the hotel?
No. No. Never knew of them having one there.
Did the lumberjacks used to come into town on Saturday night?
No, some of them didn't come out. Some didn't come out till spring.
Mm-hmm. When you weren't in St. Regis Falls, you lived in this man's house in Potsdam.
Yeah.
How much did he pay you?
Well, I don't just remember.
Did he pay you more than the general?
About the same, I think.
How was the board at his house?
Board good. Mm-hmm. Had good board.
Where did you eat?
Anything you wanted.
Uh-huh. Did you eat in the kitchen?
Huh?
Did you eat in the kitchen?
Used to have a dining room.
Did you eat in with him when he had his meals?
Hmm?
Did you eat with him when he ate?
Lots of times.
Yeah.
Lots of times.
Did he have a family?
Camp. All of you eat with him and go up with him to camp.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat with him at home?
Once in a while.
Uh-huh.
They most generally get what I ever got around to eat.
Did he have a family?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get interested in cars?
In cars?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Matthew, there's Bartram. Bought some new cars, and they got a bunch of four of us to go and bring them in. That's where I got interested in cars.
Where did you have to go to get the cars?
Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
About how old were you when you did that?
I wasn't too old. Yes, had to go and four of us went and brought them in.
Did you go there on the train?
No. No. I forget how we went. I think somebody took us.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was the trip? Was it hard?
Hmm?
Was the trip hard?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
Oh, most anyway. Tiresome.
Was that as far as you ever went, or did you go?
That's as far as I ever went then.
Uh-huh. How was the trip back?
Tripping back was all right. Took her time coming back. Stopped the places and rest, and eat.
Uh-huh. You have any trouble with the cars?
No.
You must have learned to drive long before that.
I did.
Where'd you learn to drive?
Oh, I learned to drive when I was Merritt.
When you were at General Merritt's?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who taught you?
I forget his name. He's on the guards there.
Did you ask him to teach you?
No. He kept after me all the time to do it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Why do you want you to learn to drive?
Well, on account of he had cars there and lots of times he put them out for hire.
Uh-huh. Where did you go to work after you worked for the lumberman?
I think I went to work for an old fellow raising hops.
Oh. Where was this?
It's just out of Potsdam.
Mm-hmm. What time of year were the hops planted?
In the spring. It pulled. Strung up, started the bowl.
What did you use to string them up with?
Just all you had to do was just wind them on the pole. They could do their own climbing.
You wouldn't use any rope or anything?
No.
Uh-huh. How many acres did he have?
Oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 probably.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Don't just come to me what his name was.
What did you have to do? Did you have to do all the work with the hops?
Hmm?
Did you have to do all the work with the hops?
No, had to help. Uh-huh. Yeah, cultivate and hold.
How would they cultivate them?
With the horse.
Was it hard to go through the rows of hops without knocking some down?
No. Yeah, far enough apart, perfect for that.
Uh-huh. How far apart were they?
They were 4 feet, I think.
What would they spread on the hops to prevent fungus or disease?
Well, they didn't put anything on then. That's later years, they got that blight on them.
What kind of weather do hops need to grow well?
Well, they do well any time in the summertime. Right up to cold weather.
Do they like hot weather?
Yep.
Do they like cold nights?
Yeah, anything. You should pull them, pick them, you know, bark, bail.
How many people would pick hops at the time you were working for this old man?
Oh, Jesus. Sometimes they'd be... Well, it depends on how many hops you had. How many could get into it. They'd get all the hop pickers you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Where would they go to get hop pickers around Potsdam?
Anywhere. The Indians used to come up on the reservation up there, pick hops.
Would he give each person who picked a box a ticket?
Most generally two to a box.
How much would they get paid for a box, for a half a box?
Seemed to me they got $1 a box. I think that's what it was. The quicker you could fill it, the less it would settle.
And the less time it would take you.
Yeah.
What were the boxes made of?
Wood.
Any special kind of wood?
No. Had handles on them where you could carry them. Handles come out on each end.
Could you describe his hop press? Well, first off, did he have a kill? Therefore, did he have-